Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, you didn't go to the funeral, huh? Over the break, the NAACP had a funeral for the N-word.
In Texas.
Oh, did they really?
Did you see that? They actually carried out a casket.
Right.
I don't know what. Hi, Rob.
He's babbling over there. I'm not sure what he's saying.
His microphone wasn't on.
I said flowers.
Time for news now with Buzz. Uh-huh. Brought to you by Anko. I do Anko Contour All Season Performance Wiper Blades.
Oh.
And now here is Buzz. You know what the N word is to Buzz?
What's that?
Nice.
That's right.
Because
he's nice. That's right.
There was a time.
We remember
when you were
that.
Nice?
Yeah, you remember?
They're
yeah.
so nice, they picked me as their spokesman I'm nice.
You were nice before you went to Kansas.
That's true.
Right.
Now I'm nicer.
Did you see his wound?
Oh, no. Yeah, my fireworks injury.
Oh, yeah. Buzz is a walking testament not to play with fireworks.
I had an unsafe and insane 4th of July and burned my thumb on a fuse.
Yeah, crazy klutz.
Simpleton.
Maybe next year.
Buzz, do you always burn yourself when you try to light something?
Not always, no.
You putz. You schmuck. You're bupkis, you know that?
I know.
I swear to God.
I know.
You made me the clump.
Gosh, you mallet head.
Hi, and welcome back. Hey, they made the big announcement.
What's happening, hammer toes?
We've been the big announcement. I only have one hammer toe, damn it. They made the big announcement.
How's your belly button?
I don't have one.
That's right.
That's special.
It is. It makes me unique.
It does.
Uh-huh.
He really does it, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he
it's
doesn't.
True.
Used to.
Yeah, had it removed.
All right, thank you, Bucketfoot.
I don't even know what that means. Springfield, Vermont is the winning Springfield in the Simpsons.
Why are you
contest.
Booing Springfield? Tell me why you're booing Springfield, Vermont.
Why?
Because it's New England. There's just some reason you're just doing it. You're doing it to piss me off?
No, they could have picked any of the 14 Springfields.
Right.
Whichever one won the Simpsons.
He would have booed it?
Booed okay.
I wouldn't have booed the one in Virginia because it's great. It's great. They got all those roads.
That's the one he
all
was
coming together.
For.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
But who won?
And they got a great mall.
Oh, the
great,
best.
Great safe mall.
They do. They surely do.
I never even lock my car doors when I go to Springfield Mall.
I leave
mall.
My car running when I go to Springfield
it's
Mall.
It's a bedroom community.
Right. It really is.
Just tons of them. Just lock your bedroom. Springfield, Vermont will host the Simpsons opening of the movie on July 21st. As Don said, there were 14 Springfields competing. Springfield, Illinois, which I thought would win, came in second. And Springfield, Oregon finished third.
What do they win? What do they win? They're going to go, they're going to have the premiere there?
They get the movie premiere on July 21st, the big opening of the movie.
I just told Robbie during the break, have you been sucked into that 7-Eleven thing?
No.
I did. When you go by the 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. even now there are how many in America are actually 100% made over to be, is there one that's
Isn't
actually?
Is there like 100 of them?
Well, I think there's 100 that like have the facade up. But there's one that truly has been gutted to look like a Quickie Mart.
Oh, you mean with a boo?
Right.
Yeah, either way, if you go into any 7-Eleven now, instead of a Slurpee, it's a Squishy or whatever they call it on The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
And it's got Homer's face on it, and they serve the pink donuts and everything.
Do you know, I seriously regret not watching that as much as you guys do, because it really has stayed consistent over the years.
Yeah. And like a mook. I went and I said to Jan, we got to go get a Squishy. Now, keep in mind, you know what it is? It's a Slurpee.
Same as
right.
always.
It's a Slurpee.
With a different sign.
In a different cup.
Right.
But that's all it is.
That's all.
You know, they have a Diet Coke Squishy?
A turd is a turd is a turd is a turd. But I would pay more for a Simpsons turd.
A brand name turd.
You and one of them, is it only one that's been made over to be the Quickie Mart?
No, every 7-Eleven. Oh, no, one has officially, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this. I think there was a contest to find one store that they were going to do the total makeover on.
Right.
But at all 7-Elevens now, they are serving the Simpsons products.
I am looking forward to the movie. I really am.
Oh, and here's another ripoff. But a good-natured ripoff, because 7-Eleven's a wonderful client of the show.
We love them.
When I went in and I noticed they had, like, sandwiches, and they have Simpsons stickers on them. But they're the same regular 7-Eleven sandwiches.
Of course they are.
They just put a slap of Simpsons sticker on
it. They taste better now.
You know what I've seen on the internet is that you get to see Bart's junk in the movie. Then he does a frontal nude scene.
Look at the size of his unit.
And it tested very well.
There's no way.
No, it's true.
It is true.
Really?
Yeah, full frontal nudity on Bart.
What's the rating?
PG, I think.
It's a cartoon penis.
Well, right, do you remember exactly. Fritz the Cat?
That was a cartoon.
That was a cartoon penis too. Mm-hmm.
Does he have pubes?
How old is he?
I don't think so.
Bart Simpson?
Yeah. You'll have to see the movie.
In real years or cartoon years?
Well, if he's like 30 if you go with real years.
It's amazing how they've stayed so young.
I always like the ones where they go into the future, and Bart Simpson is a grown-up, but he's like an alcoholic.
Right.
Really good one where Lisa was president of the United States. And he was like Billy Carter.
That's the one.
Great.
A lot of times he and Milhouse are hanging out together.
Yeah, exactly.
And they grow up to be like the odd couple together.
Milhouse. Just the name, Milhouse. Take a bad president, put his middle name as the first name for the kid. You got to love The Simpsons.
For a geek. Can herpes cure cancer? Maybe.
You better hope so.
A genetically engineered form of the herpes virus appears to kill cancer cells but leave normal tissue undamaged. The vaccine's a modified version of the same virus that causes cold sores.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I have to give you that so you can see his
handwriting. Breaking news?
No. Whose handwriting? Is this Matt
the Pole?
I was going to let you guess. That's even worse than jokes.
Look at the handwriting.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You know what? Not since Rudy Martsky have
really?
We seen handwriting that
this looks
like
that. Someone wrote it with their left hand.
Their left foot.
If they were right-handed. I believe it says Mountain View. Hello, 7-Eleven, fully quick immort.
Are you out of college yet? Are you in college? Have you graduated anything?
Is this your handwriting?
Yeah, well, I had to write it.
Can you speak into the effing microphone,
it's
please?
It's broadcasting. You have to use the microphone.
So
come on, you Mo.
Yes.
What does that say?
It says the Mountain View, California 7-Eleven. That's what I'm supposed to
is
say.
Is fully whatever.
Put that on the website. Let people see what his handwriting looks like.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Take a picture of him holding it.
And, you know, I would welcome a handwriting analyst to take a look at that. Tell it.
He's mentally retarded.
Tell us what it tells about him.
We just got the results back.
He's mentally retarded.
There he is.
Well, there you go. Mountain View, California.
Okay.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Did you do any real college or just that school?
Just that school.
Yeah, we found out during one of the breaks that Matt went to reform school.
That's right.
What, like, really? you were a juvie?
Went
no,
to special school.
School.
Oh, what, like my brother? Like the retard school?
Yeah.
No, he went to a broadcasting school.
wait, did you go to a clown school, a reform school?
I went to a specialized private high school.
For tough kids? For troubled
tough kids?
Troubled kids?
Yeah. For incorrigibles.
Why was the school there, Matt? I mean, what was the defect of the students who went to that school?
Well, there were just so many, it's hard to choose from. But
seriously, tell Don how many were in your graduating class.
Oh, a massive amount of 12.
12.
12 students.
12. What,
I'm serious now. Was it like a learning disability class?
It was for divergent learners, Don.
Divergent learners?
That's a nice word.
That is definitely academic code. That, you know, that could mean a million different things.
I peaked early.
Why were you in the short bus school, though?
Because I had pot in my car in high school.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, God.
All right. So you didn't have to go to the retard school. You were at a juvie school.
Was it a juvie school?
Did you get special attention at the school?
I get special attention wherever.
Oh, shut up.
Jesus, get out of here.
Like, listen, when you went to this school, were there more people like you that had been busted, or were there more people like that were like, I love you? Which were there?
Well, about half of us were smoking pot in the parking lot, and the other half were... Nose first, and
do you know he is not capable of giving a straight answer?
No.
He's
I'm firmly.
So much fun.
It was half and half. Half of them were retarded, and half of them were stupid.
Well, that's an answer.
There you go. That's all we needed.
And how long did you have to go to this special school?
2 years, junior and senior year.
Junior and senior year.
Yeah, the fun ones.
The fun ones.
So you had to go like to a special needs school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, get out of here.
There he goes. That's our new intern.
Matt the Pollock.
He gets more and more interesting every time we talk to him.
He went to the retard school.
I don't know. Do you know, you never get a straight answer out of him.
And with 12 people in your class, it's got to be easy to find out who's selling.
God.
I love pot.
He's a delinquent.
But he likes pot more than me.
He's a delinquent.
I never went to a special pot school.
Good Lord.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. So they've genetically altered the herpes virus, the herpes simplex virus, the same one that causes cold sores.
Yes.
They've genetically altered it, and they found out that it destroys cancer cells while not bothering normal tissue.
Excuse me, but isn't that huge?
That is huge. That's why I began with it.
Is this really going to be one of those... breakthroughs?
It's a young study, but the scientists are very excited about it.
What about the vagina?
They've only tested it on 13
people. What about the vagina?
So far, but the scientists who announced this Saturday are very, very excited about it. They feel it is going to be very promising in curing cancer.
I might start smoking again.
I just got this in from Super Dave.
Yes.
I think it's from Super Dave. It's just
a text.
It's just signed Super.
Yeah.
The Bladensburg, Maryland 7-Eleven is a quickie mart as well.
Ah, good to know.
You may want to go there.
We'll Seems on. Like like-minded people are very interested in getting us that information.
He didn't have
hey,
any misspellings.
I resemble that remark. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, but you didn't get the information. You didn't send it to anybody.
No.
Right.
It was sent to you by Super Dave.
And by
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That's Matt the Pollock.
Put it together.
Right? Matt the Pollock, who had to go to a retard school because he smoked weed.
Yes,
you
he
know,
did.
There are so many holes in that story.
You never know what the truth is.
No, I don't know. I think it's true.
It's true.
You mentioned starting smoking again, Mike, in other bizarre medical news today. If Michael J. Fox had smoked, maybe he wouldn't be shaking. More research is out now supporting the belief that cigarette smoking wards off Parkinson's disease. Only now they believe this also applies
oh dear.
To pipe smokers, cigar smokers, and tobacco chewers as well. There's something in the tobacco, apparently.
There's a pin string your cheek in your gum.
Yes, Walt Garrison.
Can Garrison. Fight Parkinson's.
I'm Walt Garrison of Dallas Cowboys.
Man, go real feel comfortable in there.
Well, even though the liquid bomb threat proved to be false.
Pipe string your cheek and gum. And when you talk like this, you're almost like one of the people that went to match. Cool.
We're all chewing tobacco. Time for recess, Matt.
The liquid bomb threat. You remember that on airplanes, and we still can't carry beverages and liquids on board.
Joe Ardinger, I have to give him credit, one of the very first people to say this is BS.
Yeah, kind of a hoax. Airport security screeners, though, are still confiscating sodas and water bottles and letting the bombs through. In a surprise inspection at Albany International Airport in New York last week, screeners always caught the water bottle when it went through, but let the fake bomb through security 5 times.
Pixie!
Federal inspectors even put the water bottle next to the fake bomb in one test to see if that would make it easier for the screeners. It did not.
Pixie.
What if Michael Vick was holding the water bottle and a pit bull?
They might catch the water bottle.
Maybe it's because they were fake bombs.
Maybe that's it.
If they were real bombs.
Hope that's it.
I hope so.
A report yesterday said 1 in 4 of the top jobs at Homeland Security are unfilled at the present time, leaving holes in our ability to ward off a terrorist attack.
Great.
Let Matt do it.
Now, all along, the president said that if Iraq steps up to control its own security, the U.S. can step back. So
this is a moron running the country.
So how's that working out for us?
It's working out super, Buzz.
A new government report shows that the new democratic government in Iraq hasn't met one single solitary goal from the list of political and economic reforms on its to-do list.
Let's give the surge a chance to take. It's only been 6 months.
All right.
You know,
all you were saying is give war a chance.
I watched An Inconvenient Truth again because it's all over cable once again. And you watch that movie, and you just got to say, I don't care what your politics are. You're watching a guy that's like giving a lecture like a professor.
Right.
I mean, you just watch that and go, we blew it back then.
Uh-huh.
We did.
Yeah.
I mean, just if you're talking about the smarter guy.
That's right.
I mean, you just got to come away with that conclusion.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the environment. You're talking about the election.
The gore. I mean, just watching gore. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, really, I swear to God, I didn't know,
he was
that kind of guy. If he had been able to communicate it, just a little bit better. I thought he won the debates and all that stuff.
Listen,
but really,
I know a lot of people have died in the war, and it's an awful thing. But Bush has been great.
Are you kidding?
Other than that,
seriously. I mean, when has a president brought us such joy besides all of the people that he's killed along the way?
Yeah,
but think about who's brought us this much joy.
You know, once again, I failed to grasp it, but now I see your point. Once again, you've made an incredibly good point.
He was renewed for a second season.
He was.
We loved his show so much, we brought him back.
That's right.
There's
There's only one other man who's given us that much joy.
Peter North.
There he is, Peter North.
Here's a story. It was Sunday.
Actually, what I was going to say is I got into this with someone on vacation about the surge.
Yes.
And I literally said to this person, who was sitting around a table just drinking it late at night, I said, the surge has been going on 6 months. I don't really think it's going to take hold. And this person, diehard Republican named Janet, said to me, well, you just wait, because I saw W on TV, and he said that that surge is going to take hold by September. Oh, you know what I said? See you in September. That is a super surge.
Right.
That is the best surge I've ever seen. What a lousy surge that is.
Bring them home, and then if things go all to hell, you know,
who cares?
Shoot them with ships and planes where nobody gets hurt. Remember the way we won the first one? We did that like with ships
control.
And planes.
Right.
Yeah, like a fake control.
That was a fake war, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but that, you know what? We enjoy those wars in this country.
We win those.
We like those fake wars.
I mean, I know I speak for everybody. Who gives a rat's ass what some goat riding Iraqi gives a crap about?
But don't
we got
you realize
problems in America?
Yes, we do.
But Don, don't you know that if we pull out of there, the country's going to turn into chaos? It's not going to be the stable environment that it is now.
You know, we need a way to find out the fact that they are stopping this. You know how they're stopping us? Oh. With surge protectors. They're going to Best Buy and buying surge protectors.
If only
it works.
But he's a great man.
Yes. You know what you're hearing now is if we pull out of there, Iran will come in and take over.
Right.
And I'm like,
and what's the difference?
That's a good thing.
And you know,
go ahead.
You know, the difference is one letter. And in Q.
Under new management.
Hello.
Let the new managers come in and let them have fun there.
7-Eleven cookie.
Our prices are insane.
It'll be two big countries merging as one in the desert.
Old woman arrested for dryness. That's our story when we continue.
Hi, Gladys.
Oh, don't call.
Yeah, don't call. We know you like Bush, too.
She's the reason he won.
Yep, exactly. I don't remember the specifics, Rob, but thank you for reminding me.
I remember.
I was mad.
It's a super surge. What? What's the next story about?
An old dryness. Woman arrested for dryness.
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this,
please?
Well, you called me.
What would your name be? You recognize our voices, don't you?
Yeah. Who are you? That's
the question. Oh, my God.
You know who
Hi,
we are.
Hi, Don and Mike. And, oh, my God.
And this would be?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Yes, give us your name, please.
Please.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi. My name is Stefan.
And what's our next story about, Buzz?
A woman arrested for dryness.
Hey, thank you for the birthday greeting, Beth Ann.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
And Beth Ann, thank you for the sweet call today.
Oh, you're welcome.
All
Love
right.
you guys.
Love you, too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
It's much better when. Wasn't there a time when she would answer Beth Ann McBride?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's come on now.
Those are the good old days.
She's
dryness.
Drinking.
Corduroys cause dryness.
Absorbent corduroys.
You would think.
Oh, she was hot as balls, wasn't she?
Was.
Yeah. That's right. There's no expiration date on that hotness,
that's
Buzz.
Right.
We'll be right back. Oh, I know we're going to talk about Beth Ann's dryness.
Dryness.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.